Three Wide Podcast is on the air. In-depth analysis between the three biggest divisions in NASCAR. The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series. And now, the green flag flies from the Little Apple in Manhattan, Kansas. Podcasting to the world. It's the Three Wide Podcast with EG3. Here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
I just realized that I have to redo the entryway because of the new sponsor for the truck series. Oh yeah, what's up everybody? This is another edition of the Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with E3 Season 8, well underway. Your host Eddie Greer for this NASCAR Podcast, taking a look at what's happening throughout the three premier series and all of NASCAR, the Craftsman Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the NASCAR Cup Series, the three best divisions, and all of motorsports, folks. Yeah, it's just a playing, and I'm like, uh-oh. I better create a new promo, or a new intro, at least, for that as well. But again, welcome on board to the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3, a jam-packed half hour, maybe less than that. So, I'm going to get right on into it, obviously. I did, if you missed it already, the season opener of Season 8 of the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3, episode 325, now out wherever you get your podcast. So, if you missed that on that, please check that out before listening to this, which is now episode 326 of the 3Y NASCAR Podcast with EG3. How about that? Too many threes right now. And it's a good thing right now because we're going to talk about three topics here on this edition of this podcast. I'm sitting recording this prior to Super Wild Card Weekend, about to get underway here in about less than a half hour. So I'm going to squeeze this another episode in here as well. If you're new to the podcast, of course, welcome aboard to the show. You've been following me since the 3Y NASCAR podcast came on to the Spotify Apple Podcast realm. Appreciate you. You've been in and out of this podcast. You're just starting to listen to this podcast. Welcome on board to the show, first off. And you can go back and catch the rest of the archives of this podcast there, from interviews to past episodes as well, because before we know it, the Busch Light Class, the Coliseum, will be here in just a couple of weeks. Excited for that. But a lot of news is dropping, and thank you, big time news, for dropping. And one, for sure, dropped a couple of days ago, that in the person of Kevin Harvick. Let's just start there. Kevin Harvick, what a career in the Cup Series, NASCAR career. He will be retiring. Okay. Not going to do that. He will be retiring after this season, after the checkered flag waves in 2023, whether that's in the championship, when he's part of the championship four or not. He will wrap things up in NASCAR and focus on, of course, being, not that he's already, but being more family centered, if you will. He's already that already, but he's going to now turn his attention to a new chapter in his life. Man, first off, man, who would have thunk it going, 20 plus years ago, Kevin Harvick was in a impossible situation after what happened to Dale Sr. In 2001, and now you look back at it now, fast forward, so much has happened in Kevin Harvick's career. He has made his own path. And, of course, he has made Stewart Haas Racing into what it is today. And I'm not going to try to jump the gun on this already, but this is going to be a huge loss for sure after the year is over. And, of course, last year, you know, as you thought he was going to go winless, he cranks out two wins in a late summer stretch there to get him in to the playoffs a year ago there. Of course, I believe, let's see, his contract does end after the year, but obviously Kevin Harvick made that announcement on social media. Either it was yesterday, it was either Thursday morning or even probably before that as well. No, he and Tony Stewart, the co-owner of Stewart Haas Racing, are tight as well. Okay, so, and this is actually a good time, and I'm kind of in this boat with where, obviously, Martin Truex Jr., where he's going to be as well, because these one-year deals and extended deals, not that I'm not complaining about it, but, you know, where is he going to be at? And this is probably a good time to make that decision because of the fact that, you know, the season hasn't even started yet. You're trying to figure out, okay, what direction you want to go. So for him, good for Kevin Harvick for making a decision, of course, with a big free agent pool coming up in the Cup Series this year. There's just a lot of moving pieces, and this is the first to drop. And, of course, you got to go back to last year with Eric Almirola. Around this time, said he was going to retire from NASCAR. And then, of course, in mid-season, he said, I changed my mind. I'm coming back for another year. So, we'll see. Because Stewart Haas Racing, that's the two, Almirola, Harvick, which direction Almirola goes after this year is beyond me. I don't know about that now, because we all thought Almirola was going to step down at this time last year. He said, nope. I changed my mind. I want to come back for another year. So that's two seats right there for Stewart Haas Racing. And we all know Cole Custer going back down to the Xfinity Series. He's going to be one of those top dogs in the Xfinity Series this year. Pulling a quote here from Harvick. Quote from Kevin Harvick earlier this week. Quote, I sought out people and picked their brains. He said, and then quote, when I asked them when they knew it was the right time, they just said, it'll just happen, and you'll realize that at the right moment. You'll make a plan, and you decide when it's your last. There as well, of course, the continuing here from Harvick, it's, quote, definitely been hard to understand when the right moment is, because we've been so fortunate to run well, but sometimes there are just other things going on that become more important. And for me, that time has come, end quote, as well. Kevin Harvick, cannot believe he's 47, right? He came into the sport, oh man, in the early 20s, in his early 20s there. And of course, the tragic event with Dale Sr. At the 01 Daytona 500 there as well. So obviously this guy Harvick is going to be this guy's going to be a future NASCAR Hall of Famer without a doubt. no question about it. 13 seasons, his 13 seasons, first 13 seasons with Richard Childress Racing, and then of course you know what happened there. All of what Tyler Reddick situation went through. And then now he'll enter his final Cup, full-time Cup Series. And 10th, how about that? He will spend, when the checkered flag falls at the end of the year, he has spent 10 seasons with Stewart Haas Racing. Incredible. Excuse me. And the fact, and to watch how he's formed that team. When he came on the scene back in, 2014 was it? Where he blasted onto the scene there and made that team of what it is. Obviously, Tony Stewart is the owner. Corner with Gene Haas, but Harvick has made that team the way it is. The Ford team has been so fast. Last year, of course, had its struggles. I think for the first time in quite some time, that team has had a struggle. Went through a kind of a rough patch there. You thought, well, this guy ain't gonna go to victory lane, and or not better yet, not make the postseason. That's where this team was last year. Who, if you go rewind all the way back to the beginning of last year, who would have thought that Harvick would struggle to get in the postseason? I don't see any hands anywhere. So yeah, that almost became a truthful fact last year. But the fact of the matter is, and I predicted on this podcast last year, Harvick will go out in Michigan and get a win and get in the playoffs. That was the, and the fact that he was battling out with Truex at the time, Blaney, and those guys, and the three hard hitters, Blaney, I think Bell is a part of that as well. That equation was before Bell was clutch down the stretch last year as well. But yeah, Harvick was in that conversation of guys that we're going to see some big dogs miss the playoffs. And here comes Michigan. I'm like, I think Kevin Harvick's going to pull one out. And sure enough, he did. And then he went on to win another race at Richmond 2 weeks later to seal it. So, I mean, he's been through, I think last year was really rough. And maybe and that might have something to do with that. But, hey, again, you know it's the right time to hang it up. Right time to hang it up. So, Kevin Harvick, 60 Cup wins. Woo! And then 23 of those with RCR. The rest of those belong to Stuart Haas Racing and Rodney Childers, long-time crew chief and long-time crew chief with Harvick, also with his 10th season as well. It'll be in it. Again, I'm not trying to start something here, but it'll be really interesting. Obviously, we still have a long way to go. We haven't even seen the first laps of the year yet. But again, I'm going to put this out in existence anyways. It'll be interesting to see what Rodney Childers does when the year comes to a close in November, right? So these two, between Harvick and Childers, Kevin Harvick picked Rodney Childers. And we all forget that. I was kind of reminded of that. Man, time flies when you're having a lot of success in the Cup Series there as well. So we've seen it all from Kevin Harvick there. The swagger, the confidence, and like I said, he's built his own path. Of course, we've seen the younger Kevin Harvick, feisty, fighting everybody and whatnot until the man that he is right now, a little bit more mature. Yes, he gets pissed off every now and then. Every now and then still gets a little feisty every now and then. The old Harvick, every now and then, but the new Harvick, a lot more mature, family man, two kids, whatnot. You see them, Keelan racing now, Piper out there as well. So yeah, definitely it's been an evolution to see how Kevin Harvick is between now, back then when he came on the scene, who is this guy, back in 2001 all the way up to now. So, but the chapter's not done yet. It has not been started yet. The final chapter will officially start when the Busch Light Clash, the Coliseum, begins in a couple of weeks. Of course, that's not a point race, of course, but that's officially when it starts. And then, of course, Speed Week with Daytona officially begins that trend as well. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out for him. It's going to be, again, Tony Stewart said it in that little video that they posted on social media this week, that he wanted to join. He told Kevin, hey, enjoy every lap, bust your ass, do what you do best, and let's see what we can work with. So, look, will this be a fair tale ending with a championship? Maybe. I mean, because, hey, this guy's a threat, obviously. But all that success with only one cup championship. You can say this. But he's had a lot of success, but he does have that championship. But again, he still is going to be, no doubt, a future NASCAR Hall of Fame, without a doubt, when he is, when his name is in the pot to get into NASCAR Hall of Fame. This is a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3, Eddie Greer III, here with you guys, prior to the kickoff, officially a Super Wild Card Weekend, recording on this Saturday, January 14th. All right, so we're going to move our card in the middle groove now, and find ourselves with a name change. I had to do a triple check on this. I had to do a triple check on this, right? So Richard Petty, last year, right, they changed their name to Petty GMS Racing, right? And then later on last year, back in November, around Championship 4 time,
Jimmy Johnson came to the forefront and said, hey, man, of course, seven time. Again, he's going to obviously another future Hall of Famer. One of one, no question. He comes up and said, I want to get in this owner thing. So, and if you do the math, Richard Petty, Jimmy Johnson, co-owners, and you throw in, apparently Dale Emmett is a part of this organization as well. And we have come up with a new name coming into 2023, Legacy Motor Club. Let me repeat that again. Legacy Motor Club. Woo! So Richard Petty decided, hey, let's take my last name out of the equation. Wow, and it's funny because this year it's going to be the 75th NASCAR. All year long, we'll celebrate its 75th anniversary of the sport. So I kind of find it fascinating there. So this team, which added GMS to Petty Racing, now it's going to be Legacy Motor Club. That's going to take a while. That's going to take a while to get used to. Let's be honest there. That's going to take a little bit to get used to there. Jimmy Johnson, of course, this team is really taking into shape. You got to go back, obviously, to the beginning of last year, getting, Eric Jones over to the team, and they had Ty Dillon. I'm trying to do two things at the same time here and talking. It's not working. There we go. So there's that, and then of course Eric Jones comes on late. Well, not on, but Eric Jones. This 43 Eric Jones for Legacy Motor Club, right? He was very, very competitive last year. Very fast at some tracks last year, and closed the door on the playoff drivers in the first race of the 2022 playoffs last year by getting the Southern 500. And oh, by the way, I believe it's Eric Jones' second Southern 500. I might be wrong on that, but he won. He won that race, knocking off playoff contending drivers, right? A Denny Hamlin, right? So now you. Before that, Ty Dillon's not getting it done in the 43, in the 42, excuse me. You bring on Noah Gregson to take that spot. So Noah Gregson's going to be in the 42 this year after he was dibble-dabbled in the cup races last year. You got to think, this is not going to be between him and Ty Gibbs. They got some experience in the cup series. Now, again, it's not full. They didn't get a full year, but they got their feet wet a little bit last year again. For me, one of my storylines, and I talked about this last year, I'm interested to see how they progress going into their first full season between those two. And remember, these two went at it hard. It created a little rivalry between themselves in the Xfinity Series last year. So, really intrigued to see what Noah Gregson does in the 42 this year. And, of course, now you adding all these figures. Now you add in a seven-time champ. And Jimmy Johnson, and oh yeah, by the way, seventh time, let me give me some of this ride a little bit. So, he, of course, Jimmy Johnson, for those of you who don't know, is coming off of a couple seasons in IndyCar racing, and we saw a little bit of improvement last year. He'd be a little bit more competitive last year. Now, he wants to dibble-dabble, so he, Jimmy Johnson, is part-time with his own race team, and he, by the way, is going to be whipping out the 84. Whew, that's a kind of a weird number in NASCAR, but hey, 84, it kind of reminds me, again, the first thing that comes to my mind of 84, and yes, it's football, we're in the playoffs in the NFL, right? I think to Randy Moss. That's what I think of when I there's other wide receivers that have worn that number as well. Not trying to say anything, but yeah, Jimmy Johnson, 84, Carvana, his sponsor from the IndyCar, will partner with him for the part time schedule. Now I don't know what the rest of the schedule is going to look like there as well. So we've seen this team really kind of transform a little bit. Gillette Everingham. Yeah, Petty GMS. Richard Petty Motorsports. And now you have this. So Jimmy Johnson. So they rebranded this team. It's really interesting. So yeah, it's really strange to not see Petty on top of the label of the organization. So it's, again, it's going to be really, but they're still going to see the 43, which Eric Jones, and I think Eric Jones is a playoff contender this year. There's no question. If I do a predictions podcast about that now, which I'm thinking about doing that, he's on that list for sure to get in the top 16, Eric Jones. So that's all. That's one right there. And I probably just created a podcast in itself. But yeah, Eric Jones for sure, no, without a doubt, would be on my top 16 list with the playoff contenders. For sure as well. Noah Gregson, we'll see, man. He was, Daytona's a crapshoot. we all know that by now. Even the average fan knows about that as well. So, yeah, Daytona 500 Speed Week is right around the corner. It's a week after the Busch Light Classic Coliseum, which takes place in a couple weeks, first weekend of February as well. So I'm sure a lot more on this team for the upcoming weeks. Even when we get the season started here next month, a lot more to learn. But we do know Richard Petty, Jimmy Johnson, corners of Legacy Motor Club. And they got a couple good talented drivers. Jimmy Johnson doing some part-time stuff this year. And you're full-time. Eric Jones in the 43 and Noah Gregson. That's going to be a good little good 1-2 punch, I think, in 2023 as well.
You're listening to the 3Wide Podcast with EG3.
The 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. I'm going to squeeze this one in here real quick before we get to our last topic of the show. Kyle Larson made the announcement yesterday. He will attempt to get himself in to the... He plans on racing the Indianapolis 500 with help. He's going to be part of the, let's see, Kyle Larson, the 2021... Cup champion is considering this year's Indianapolis 500. Actually, let's see. Okay. I thought it was this year. But he plans on participating in not this year's Indy 500, but 2024 Indianapolis 500 there. And he's going to be the plans are already laid out for him. Larson will be driving for McLaren Racing. A IndyCar fielded by Arrow McLaren, and of course it's co-owned by, guess who? Take a wild guess. No doubt Rick Hendricks, his boss. So this is, yeah, way in advance. I find that interesting. First off, there a lot can happen between now and that time frame of next year. But they're getting this out now, fascinating enough. So Kyle Larson trying to get in on a double, trying to make a little history, but that's not until next year. So I wanted to squeeze that one in there before we close the show there as well. And you got to be excited for this. Let's see. This is a good transition. Travis Pastrana plans on, I had it up here for a second. Dang it. But anyway, Travis Pastrana is going full-time as well. Let's see. Travis Pastrana, he plans on coming back. Remember, Travis Pastrana raced a little bit when Michael Waltrip Racing had his little deal going on back in the day as well. I don't have full details on Pastrana. More coming up on him probably either next week or maybe towards the end of the month there. But I know Pastrana will be racing at Daytona, I believe, then there's, well, and last but not least, Frankie Muniz. And I mentioned this a little bit in the first episode of Season 8 of this podcast. Episode 325 of the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 in Season 8 started officially yesterday, as I recorded yesterday. Of course, that should be already out. So episode 325 will be out Sunday night, and this episode will be out on our usual day beginning on Monday night. So again, I should remind people that I will be posting literally raw reaction following each cup race, and it'll be posted on Monday nights. So that's where, and usually for the last year and a half, I've been posting episodes before the cup races, either that's on Saturday or Sunday. I'm switching it back up to having that those posted on Monday nights. So that'll be first thing on your work week after you get home from your usual Monday, sluggish Mondays, whatever you want to call that. But so the EG3's podcast, the 3-1 NASCAR podcast, EG3, new episodes will be all on Mondays, for the exception of this week, because I got the first season 8 opening episode coming out Sunday night, and of course we'll be to our regular scheduled programming on Mondays. Now, if I get a special guest, those episodes will be out before the cup race. So that's how that's going to play out. So that's kind of my schedule this year for the Throughout NASCAR podcast with EG3. Frankie Muniz finish up running full time, baby, running full time. Woo! As you recall, this guy started Malcolm in the Middle back in the day, but Frankie Muniz is living his dream to be a driver, or NASCAR driver. He is going to have an opportunity to do that this year, going full-time in the ARCA series this year. This is going to be something to watch. Woo-wee! Coming up, folks. And he hopes to make this a long-time venture as well. I had an opportunity there as well, but I guess I'm going to have to go another route here. Yeah, so Frankie Muniz, of course, he guested on a booth appearance. I think it was last year. Let's see where I can pull up here. Yeah, he was in the booth talking about about the opportunity last year there. Oh, no. That's not what I want. Apologies there. There we go. As it pulls up there. Yeah, okay. So, backing up again. Let's put it back in reverse. Travis Pastrana will enter the 500. Okay, so, yeah, that's what I got. So, yeah, so Pastrana, who he races with Michael Waltrip Racing several years back, will be entering the Daytona 500, and he's going to be the part of that 2311 Racing will field Pastrana's car. So that the Athletic was told by 2311 that Travis Pastrana will be entering the 500. Man, this is getting spicy by the day as well here. Let's see if I can go another route here on that. I want more information on that. There we go. Sorry, I want to tell you more information there. Let's see. That is not what I want there again. So, let's see. Frankie Muniz. Okay, so here, I'm going to do it off of memory here. All right, so Frankie Muniz, not only that he was in Malcolm in the Middle, but he was also, I love the movie Agent Cody Banks. Yes, sir. I know I'm dating myself, but he was part of that. Both movies, I enjoyed the movies as well. But now, this movie is put in reality in a NASCAR. And I'm very interested to see what he does. I don't know what division he's going to be a part of when it comes to the ARCA East or West. All I know is it's going to be full time. So I would assume he's going to be doing both East and West. So I got to get more of the. I apologize. I thought I had it, but I'm shooting from the hip here. But yeah, I'll be interested to see what happens here. He is already testing already, if I'm not mistaken. Now I might be wrong on that, but I saw a couple pictures He did speak to the media this week about the opportunity to race. A lot more information. I'll definitely have to go back and read more into that. But definitely, but that's the storyline. That's the one of the major headlines coming from this week. Frankie Muniz, Malcolm in the Middle star, agent Cody Binks. Man, he is now going to be writing his own script on a racetrack, ARCA series, full time this year. I can't wait to see how he does. This is his dream. He's always talked about this. I know for sure he's always talked about, you know, racing the sport and being a part of a sport. Well, he's going to have a chance to do that, and he wants to make this a career, long time investment in the sport of NASCAR. So that's how we're going to end that show right there here in the podcast, folks. So Frankie Muniz, Jimmy Johnson, Richard Petty, Kevin Harvick's full time last year in NASCAR in the Cup Series full time and retiring following the 2023 season. Already a mouthful, and I haven't even touched on everything. So, we got to wrap this right here. So, there's plenty more to come on the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3. You can find wherever podcasts are found, whether that's, again, on Apple Podcasts, Google, Odyssey, Audio Boom, Spotify, iHeartRadio. You know what the deal is, folks. So, a lot more to go. We're just getting started here on the 3Y NASCAR podcast, so folks. But that's going to wrap things up on another edition, 326 of the 3Y NASCAR podcast is in the books. I appreciate y'all once again for listening to today's episode. Again, go back if you're not already to the season 8 opening episode of this podcast, episode 325. You don't want to miss it as well. Eddie Greer, host of the 3Y NASCAR podcast, EG3. Appreciate you. We'll talk to y'all on the next edition of the 3Y NASCAR podcast with EG3.
Talk to you next time, going 3 wide.